My name is Karen Schmidt, and I'm the technical service representative for the states of Michigan and Ohio.
Karen, we talked about research results, especially from Mervon fungicide, which is not yet released. So tell me about what you talked about here regarding especially the research being done on Mervon and specialty crops.
Today I presented the research results for Mervon looking at apples, and we focused on the diseases apple scab and powdery mildew, which are very important diseases in apple production. And Mervon has been shown to provide excellent protection from both of those diseases in apple production in our research across over the years. We've been looking at Mervon's in apple scab in conjunction with Michigan State University and comparing it basically to the current commercial standards, and we've seen very good, if not better, protection with Mervon applications programs compared to current commercial standards.
Why would a new fungicide be so important for them?
Well, there's a number of reasons why it would be important. If there's, for example, in apple production, there's no systemic fungicides in Michigan that are effective against apple scab. So it's a dire situation. Only protectants can be used. So the introduction of Mervon will provide an effective tool for apple scab. So that's very important. And then in the other crops where there are products that are effective against, it's very important just in terms of a disease management system, because these are intensively managed crops with multiple applications throughout the year. So being able to rotate chemistry and have effective tools against the diseases is important.
So when do you expect registration, or do you have any idea?
We are expecting federal registration the first half of 2012 for both Preaxor and Mervon.
Anything else you want to add about the benefits that this could provide for our specialty crop growers?
Yeah, we're just really looking forward to Mervon in apples and cherries and other pome and stone fruits, and then Preaxor in tomato and potato production, just for a new tool for disease protection and management in those crops.
Thank you very much. Here at the Commodity Classic, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.